BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Lifelines by Al Smith.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing and conscious? This is the ambulance service. What is your emergency, please?
No.
Say again, please.
No. Air.
No air, did you say?
S-O-S.
Where are you, please? Will?
Listening.
Got a caller here. I think he's saying he can't breathe. Call's coming from an international SIM card. Tower's pinging near Sowton.
Too many for us.
Too many?
No air. S-O-S.
What's your name, please, caller?
Abbas.
Abbas, do you know where you are?
Track. Can't leave.
Is that traffic in the background?
If the mast's pinging Sowton, they could be on the M5.
Doesn't sound like there's an engine on, and the pips are staying put. Services? Abbas, are you calling from a service station?
In track.
Sending units to Sowton services now.
Abbas, we are coming. How many of you are in the truck?
Seven.
Seven?
Families. Too many. No air.
I understand. We are coming. Is anyone else awake in the truck, Abbas?
Everybody. Sleep.
All services en route. Nearest police M5 southbound. Ambos behind.
I've got police and ambulances on their way to you now, Abbas.
If they're in that truck park, there could be dozens of containers.
Can you see out of the truck, Abbas?
No windows.
Do you know what colour the truck is?
Colour?
The truck is white or red or...
It's night. When we go, no colour.
Okay, then, how big is the truck? Big? Small?
Tracker for Waka.
I'm sorry?
Waka. Chickens. Lambs.
Meat. I understand. Is it cold?
Yes. Very cold.
Will, tell them to look for a refrigerated container. It'll be airtight.
Tell Nahid.
Nahid?
Tell... Nahid. Tell her. We come.
Abbas, can you bang on the side of the truck? Abbas? Abbas, if you can still hear me, can you make a noise on the side of the truck? Any noise to help us find you?
First police unit entering services now, saying the truck park's full.
I try.
Abbas?
Police on foot now. One unit.
Get more. This guy's not hanging on. Abbas? Will, can you get that unit to put their sirens up as loud as possible and drive up and down past the trucks?
Tell Nahid.
Who's Nahid, Abbas?
My wife, I...
Keep talking to me, Abbas. Will, I can hear the sirens. Getting hotter. What would you like to say to Nahid, Abbas? Hotter still.
We back to England.
Colder now, go back.
Relayed.
Keep banging on the side for me, Abbas. As much noise as you can possibly make. Will, tell them it's a refrigerated meat truck. Probably white. And if it's seven families, maybe that's big enough for 25 people.
I have. Second unit arriving.
Abbas. Abbas?
Tell her we say love.
Who's we, Abbas?
Yasemin. Daughter. Sleeping.
You've got your daughter with you?
Afghanistan. Dangerous. No education. you fuck out.
Keep making a noise for me. For Yasemin. Keep making a noise. I can hear that, Will. Yeah, that's closer. That's really close.
Hello?
They've gone past us. Back one. That's it. Wherever they are, that's it. Abbas, can you hear us?
Hello?
Yep, refrigerated lorry Kaz, Irish plates. They're saying it's padlocked from the outside.
Well, where's fire?
En route.
Get them in there, Will. Whatever they have to do. Abbas? Abbas? Come on.
Truck's open.
Give me one of them, Will.
Transferring.
Police?
Yeah.
This is ambulance control. Tell me exactly what you can see.
The whole truck's full of bodies.
Is anyone breathing?
I don't know. There's so many.
What's your name, mate?
Devin.
Devin, you're doing great. Just take a deep breath, pick a body, and get stuck in.
Where do I start?
Pick the youngest.
Which one?
The youngest child you can find.
There's a little girl, I don't know, 5 maybe? She's lying on a man.
Is she conscious?
How do I tell?
Is her chest moving up and down?
No.
Okay, I want you to start CPR. I want you to roll her onto her back and kneel next to her. Are you with a colleague there?
Yeah.
Then get them to do exactly the same with the next youngest person.
Jackie, grab that one. Watch me.
I want you to lie her flat on her back. I want you to place the heel of your left hand on their breastbone and interlock your right hand over the top. I want you to compress the child's chest to a depth of 5 centimetres in the following rhythm. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. I want to hear you saying it out loud. Do it now.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
Ambo on scene. Second unit arriving too.
Devin, how many are in the truck?
I don't know. 30?
Keep doing CPR, Devin.
Control, this is Ambo 8. It looks like 10 adults, 20 kids.
Is anyone conscious?
Just bagging your bloke with a phone. He's conscious. Not sure about anyone else.
He's got a daughter with him. Yasemin.
Yep, police working on her. Gonna need a lot of units here.
Everything we've got is coming your way.
Good. Gonna go quiet and get stuck in.
Received. 5 years old. My Chloe's 5.
Take a minute if you need.
I'm good.
Okay.
Ambulance service. Is the patient breathing and conscious?
Yes, but only just.
Okay, what's going on there, please?
I'm not in my best way. I've got incredible stomach cramps and I can't breathe.
Okay, and how long has that been happening for?
About an hour. I think it's bowel cancer.
Okay, why do you think that?
It's what my mum had.
Right. What's your name, please, caller?
Angelica.
And how old are you, Angelica?
25. I know that's young, but it's how old my mum was when she got it, and she had pains like this too.
Are you bleeding at all, Angelica?
No, but I have been sick. I've been sick like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Brockton Manor.
Brockton Manor?
Yeah.
As in Brockton Manor, the National Trust property?
Yeah, they've got a lot of money.
Who have?
The bride and groom. Well, the bride, mostly. The groom's done well.
You're at a wedding?
Yeah. Well, I meant to be, but I think I've missed the service by now.
Because you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, I've been in here for at least an hour.
Okay, so when you say that you've been sick...
Absolutely, pebble dashed the place.
Okay, and have you just been sick?
What do you mean?
Have you had diarrhoea too?
Oh, there's been a bit of business at the other end, but it's mostly up top.
Okay, and have you eaten today?
Not a lot.
But you have eaten?
Yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot because you keep bringing it up?
Well, not a lot, because I've got to fit into this dress.
And what have you eaten?
Just a few bits and bobs from the buffet.
Angelica, do you think you've got food poisoning?
Oh, it's worse than that.
It sounds rather like it might be food poisoning.
Maybe. It could have been the fish.
The fish?
The salmon canapé was a bit fizzy. She might be rich, but she's tight on the catering.
Angelica, my advice to you is that you go home, get into bed, and make sure you keep drinking water.
What?
It's important to stay hydrated.
I can't go out.
Why not?
They're out there.
Who?
The bride and groom. I'd have to walk right past them.
And?
And I've gone right down the back of it.
The back of what?
My dress.
Oh.
See my problem?
I do. But, Angelica, 999 is a number that should be only used for emergencies.
This is an emergency.
Not from what you've told me.
If going down the back of a white dress at a wedding isn't an emergency, I don't know what is.
It's white.
Exactly.
How does having an ambulance help you anyway?
Because they'll carry me out on a stretcher.
I'm not sending an ambulance for food poisoning.
And what if it's bowel cancer?
Then go to your GP. Oh. Now, is there anything else?
What do I pay my taxes for?
You wore a white dress to someone else's wedding.
He's my ex.
Lucky him. Ambulance service. Is the patient breathing and conscious?
Hello. Yes. There's a truck that's pulled up outside Southern Services off the M5. I think it has people in the back.
Right.
There was a noise coming out the back and I saw the fella who drove it walk off without paying attention.
Okay.
There were voices. Foreign voices. I know what goes on around here. People driving up from the docks, folk jumping out the back, except it didn't sound like this lot could get out.
What's your name, please?
Joyce.
Are you near the truck now, Joyce?
I'm out with the dog.
So how long ago was it you saw the truck?
10-15 minutes.
Can you tell me what the driver was like?
White lad, early 30s. Medium height, build. Went into the services, I think.
And where are you now?
In the fields, on the other side of the motorway.
Walking the dog?
Yes.
Can I ask why you called the ambulance?
What do you mean?
Well, why not the police, if you're concerned it's a crime?
Well, you worry about their welfare.
Because you could see them?
Because it's clearly locked. Beggars believe what conditions those poor folk are put through.
Do you think you could go back for me?
I'm a long way off.
I'm sure the police would welcome a statement.
I'd rather not get mixed up. Just wanted to flag it. Make sure they're all right.
Let me see if anything's come in. Hold on. Will, can you send a police unit to where this call's coming from?
Why?
I think I've got the driver. Just bear with me, Joyce. System's a bit slow. This woman's claiming she saw the driver get out of that truck 10 minutes ago and that she's now on the other side of the motorway walking her dog.
So?
There's nowhere there to cross the M5 on foot. That and the tower's still pinging her mobile to the services side of the M5.
Where exactly?
The roundabout on the entrance. My guess is she's just standing there, watching. Joyce?
Yeah?
My colleague tells me that they've found the truck.
Police en route. No blues.
If you've got a camera on that roundabout, can I have it?
I'll look.
What happened?
The police are actually there right now. From what I understand, a call was made by one of the passengers.
Are they all right?
Kaz got you a live feed there. You should be able to see it.
Got it. It'd really help if you went back and told the police what you saw.
I don't want to. You know what those people are like. The people who jam folk like that in the back of trucks. I wouldn't want them coming after me.
I'm not sure there's any risk of that.
Just tell me they're all right and I'll be off.
Where is your dog?
What do you mean?
I can't hear it.
There's a lot of traffic.
What sort of dog is it?
Black lab.
And it's by your feet, is it?
Sure.
Then why can't I see it?
Ambulance. Who are we looking for?
Red top, grey trousers, blonde hair. Standing right on the roundabout.
Received.
There's a camera behind you on the traffic light. See?
Please tell me what's happened to them.
I think you can see pretty well.
Not from here. Just tell me they're all right. Please.
Do you see anyone getting out the back now that the doors are open?
I didn't know. It was people.
Of course you did.
I didn't. You just pick up the van. The keys are on the wheel. You drive it across the channel, hand it over.
You knew there were people. You told me you heard them.
Only once on the boat. Before then, could have been meat for all I knew.
Why would you drive a truck like that to a service station where there are so many cameras?
I wasn't meant to stop here.
Then why did you?
It was a 10-hour delay in France. I couldn't carry on.
Because they went quiet?
Exactly. Are any of them okay?
Far as I'm aware, of seven families, only one of them has survived. And his daughter died on his chest.
Police on scene.
No.
She just came here to learn, Joyce. And to you, she's no better than meat.
Hang up the phone, please, madam.
It's not my fault.
Of course it is.
Hang up the phone. Come with me.
I just needed the money.
My name's Jonathan Myerson, and I wrote and directed Nuremberg, the new scripted podcast from BBC Radio 4. My father was a lawyer, and he worked with several of the British prosecutors who'd been at Nuremberg. So I grew up taking this huge trial for granted, the trial of the major Nazi war criminals. With 6 million murdered and 10 million enslaved, how could these men not have faced justice? But it wasn't until I started researching that I discovered it very nearly didn't happen. In the end, verdicts were delivered and sentences were carried out. But was it justice or was it vengeance? Subscribe to Nuremberg on BBC Sounds and you can make up your own mind.